Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday asked chief ministers to send suggestions on a joint strategy for a staggered exit from the lockdown. He also urged the CMs to focus on COVID-19 containment measures, testing, tracing, isolation and quarantine in a coordinated manner to ensure minimum loss of life. PM Modi, in his address to the nation today, asked people to spare 9 minutes on April 5th and switch off their home lights. He urged people to come to their balconies, doors and switch on their mobile phone flashlights and light diyas also to strengthen their fight against novel coronavirus pandemic. PM Modi asked the people not to assemble on roads during the said 9 minutes on April 5th as this will break the chain of social distancing. The World Bank has granted $1 billion emergency funding to India for strengthening infrastructure to contain coronavirus. These funds are meant to develop the machinery required for fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Efforts are being made to redeploy resources in existing World Bank-financed projects worth $1.7 billion. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has promised to help auto and cab drivers in the city as their livelihood has been severely hit due to the 21-day lockdown. Talking about the special plan the government has for them, Kejriwal said Rs 5,000 will be put in your accounts, but the problem is that we don't have all your bank details, so it will take 7 to 10 days. Please be patient, he said. Volunteers in hazmat suits have been spraying Wuhan with disinfectant to help the Chinese city where the coronavirus first took hold get back to work as the number of new cases in China drops. Wuhan, where 11 million people live, had been paralyzed by containment efforts imposed by authorities who shut down public transport as well as taxi services as part of a lockdown, leaving it mostly to ordinary citizens to keep the city running. India's real estate market is likely to see a significant price correction for the first time in a decade as the coronavirus pandemic stalls businesses across the country, according to a half dozen industry insiders. Experts say property prices may come down by 10 to 20% across geographies, while land prices could see an even higher reduction of 30%. In the last year, things had taken a turn for worse because of a liquidity crunch at shadow banks, which are big lenders to both developers and property buyers, forcing companies to offer discounts. And that's all we have for you today. Have a great weekend.